His general impression, however, was of opulence increasing around him, not decreasing. When he arrived at a large space full of people whispering and talking, with one loud voice booming away in Huttese over the top of them, he guessed instantly where he was. The Gamorreans came to a halt in the center of Tassa Barisha's throne room, and with a coordinated grunt, dumped him onto the floor. Silence radiated around him as people noted his presence. He clambered awkwardly to his feet and looked about. A large crowd of beings stared back at him, whispering and pointing. He saw no less than 20 different species in one quick glance, from trunked kubas to felina cathars, with bipeds occupying a pronounced minority. Their exotic origins belied their unified purpose, to pander and preen before the one who controlled their fates.
"Bora Mataju,"
roared the matriarch of the palace.
"Opa mitis ita piduki kuchu."
Shigar turned to face Tassa Barish. She was sprawled heavily on a horrifically ornate throne bed at one end of the hall, and decorated almost as ornately as it was. He didn't know enough about the huts to read her expression, but the quivering of her lipless mouth and the spittle she sprayed as she talked left little to the imagination. An A-1DA protocol droid shuffled forward on spindly legs.
"Tassa Barish wishes you to fully comprehend the certainty that you will be punished, treacherous Sith."
Shigar considered his options. There were at least 2 dozen weapons trained on him. Behind the crowd, armed guards ran back and forth, responding to various emergencies unfolding in the palace. He bowed as ceremonially as he was able, given his bindings.
"I must correct your mistress. I am, in fact, a Jedi."
"Stupa doba, maskikong."
He ignored the insult.
"I can hardly have double-crossed you when we had no agreement between us. Beyond trespassing on your territory without permission, I mean no harm."
Tassa Barish rumbled threateningly, shifting to a different dialect now that she realized he could understand at least some of her words.
"Tassa Barish says your intention was to steal from her. For that, you must die."
"If you search me, you'll find I'm carrying nothing I didn't come here."
"Tassa Barish says your accomplices have made off with the prize."
"The Navicomp? The last time I saw that, it was in the grip of a Mandalorian, not a Jedi."
"Tassa Barish says your treachery is surpassed only by your puniness. He stole it from you after you stole it from us."
"You are upset," Shigar said. "Your judgment is clouded. A moment ago you thought I was a Sith. Perhaps the lie you think I am telling is actually the truth."
The crowd muttered in consternation. Clearly few people were bold enough to question Tassa Barish's judgment to her face. The matriarch growled something long and involved that didn't really need translation. The droid rapidly blinked its round blue eyes and made a valiant effort anyway.
"Tassa Barish is most displeased. She has, devised numerous ways to use you for entertainment."
Shigar didn't argue the point. He had finished counting the guards and exits and reached the conclusion he'd expected. There was no way to fight his way out of this one, and he couldn't rely on reinforcements. He would have to talk. He might even have to make a deal. That thought sickened him to the stomach.
"Your anger is perfectly justifiable," he said. "Your